Twins in Colorado to play the Rockies tonight. Our coverage begins at 6:30 with the lineup card. Actually, we'll have Twins stuff before. Phil Miller is going to join us from Denver at about 6:10. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup tonight. And Zebby returns. He was brought up from the minor leagues. His rehab assignment's over. So Zebby Matthews on the mound tonight for the Twins as they try and bounce back. Colorado, big lead. They jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Ended up winning it 6-4 in game one of the three-game set. Then it's on to L.A. Twins return home and will take on the Nats at Target Field in their first homestand post-All-Star break. Another big event coming to town next week, and that is the 3M Open at the TPC of the Twin Cities. The annual PGA Tour stop is almost here. Right now, the final major of the year at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, as Scottie Scheffler will take a lead into the final round. Scottie's world and everybody's living in it. We're pleased to be joined by Mike Walsh, tournament director of the 3M Open. Mike, good to visit with you.
Hi, Steve. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Scotty's playing well. Wow.
Oh, man. We were just talking about it in the office. You know, like, he just doesn't make enough mistakes for you to come back on him. I would be so shocked if there was anybody that got close to him tomorrow. He is playing at a different level right now.
Yeah, it is really impressive. Scotty is certainly the world number one and the dominant player in golf. It is very impressive. Once again, Scheffler at 14 under, 4-shot lead over Lee Fitzpatrick, 5 back. McIlroy, Gutterup, English, Hatton, all 6 back. So Scotty in command heading into the final round of the Open. And I was in for Henry Lake earlier in the week, and Mike, you were good enough to join me on the show. And you had mentioned you were kind of waiting for the cut at the Open to see if any other players committed to the 3M Open. With things winding down on the PGA Tour and FedEx Cup points at a premium, let's talk about some of those new commitments. I know a big name is coming to town.
Yeah, Adam Scott. So, you know, speaking of that, I think, you know, what's one of the benefits of being right after the Open Championship, Steve, is that if a guy misses the cut, you know, he misses the cut at about 10 a.m., 11 a.m. our time. He has until 4 to enter our tournament, and that's what happened with Adam Scott and a few others. And I think, you know, that's great for our market, especially the folks that have followed golf for a long time and know how great of a guy and player Adam Scott is. He's popular with a certain demo as well, and so that's always great too. So we're really excited to have Adam here.
Yeah, and Adam Scott, just pure class, well thought of in the game, and should have big galleries following him all week.
We will. I mean, you know, he's just one of 64 players out of the top 125 in the official world golf ranking that are coming to the 3M Open. And you know, I think, again, we've talked about this before, but, you know, Adam's been around for so long. But then you got new upcoming stars like Chris Gotterup, who won last week at the Genesis Scottish Open, and we gave a sponsor exemption to just 3 short years ago. And now he's won twice on tour. He's up to 38th in the FedEx Cup point standings. He's playing very well this weekend as well. And, you know, I would have to say that he's one of the favorites going in. And so that's the benefit of having a very, very strong deep field, the deepest field we've ever had, is that there is a host of players that can absolutely come out on top and win this thing.
Yeah, Mike, one of the things we didn't bring up Wednesday night, I was kind of kicking myself for not bringing it up, is players with local ties. And I know there are sponsor exemptions, et cetera. What about that? I would assume there's players with local ties coming to the 3M Open.
Absolutely. Frankie Sappen, yep, who is obviously local. We gave Frankie a sponsor exemption a couple of years ago. He finished 2nd down at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans earlier in the year. We're super excited to have him. He'll have big crowds here. Eric Van Rooyen, who played at the University of Minnesota. Tom Hoagie, who he's from Fargo, but obviously played a lot of junior golf in Minnesota. Troy Merritt, who is a Spring Lake Park grad and, you know, played here for a number of years. He's been in our tournament 3-4 times. We're giving him a sponsor exemption. He's been playing very well of late. And then we have 2 more sponsor exemptions left to give, Steve. Because our field is so deep, we're at a point right now where we're between categories, and we have to see where the field shakes out, because of anybody who finishes top 10 in the Open Championship or finishes top 10 at the Barracuda that's happening out at Lake Tahoe, they have the ability to get into our tournament. And so we truly can't finalize our exemptions until that happens. So it's a very unique year, but it's one problem that we love to have because the field is so deep. And so we do have a couple locals in mind if we get those sponsor exemptions back in the unrestricted category. So we'll probably be able to announce that Sunday night.
And I'm sure you've taken a look at the weather, and the weather looks pretty solid. I mean, in this part of the world, there's always a chance of thunderstorms, and I know you're certainly prepared for that, but the weather does look good, and it doesn't look like we have a major heat wave, so it should be very comfortable for the folks that come out to the TPC of the Twin Cities.
Yeah, it does look great. I mean, I think meteorologists, you know, just to be safe, they always put a 20 to 40% chance right. of rain, right? I think that's what I would do. But no, I mean, I'm sitting right now out in the Northwoods, right off of Golfers Left on hole 18. And, you know, if it gets to be 82, 83 degrees in the middle of the day, you know, you got a ton of trees that you can find some shade in here. But yes, we're very encouraged by what the weather forecast looks like.
Yeah, and Mike, another thing I wanted to bring up is preparing for an event like this. It is to get all of the facilities set up on the golf course, that it doesn't happen overnight.
Oh my goodness. I mean, we start the build, Steve, on May 10th. So about 11 weeks prior to when the 3M Open actually starts. We're still constructing right now. You can probably hear something in the background. I mean, it's amazing how long this takes to build it. It depends on incredible vendor partners that we've used for years and are such great partners of ours. 1,645 volunteers this year for the 3M Open, which is the most we've ever had. Yes, it takes an army to put this thing together that will ultimately deliver about $55 million of economic impact to this region. So we're super grateful for those relationships and looking forward to having a great week next week.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the golf course. Anybody who's out there knows it is a risk-reward 18 is about as good as it gets as far as risk reward goes, even for the best players in the world.
Yeah, I mean, with water on 13 of the 18 holes, and I've said this for years, if your game is in really good shape, you have a chance to score very well here. But if you're not feeling 100% confident, it's not a great course to be on, because one little, you know, error, you're in the water and you're staring at double bogey. But 18, you know, hole 18, as you referenced, is such a fantastic finishing hole. You know, if you're down by two, you have a chance to eagle to tie it up. If you're up by two, like Cameron Champ was a few years ago, and you're feeling really good, well, then you hook it left into the crap over here, and then now you're staring at double bogey. And, you know, people think when the wind is blowing in, it makes the hole tougher. I would argue that when the wind is with you, it's really tough because it pushes that drive to the water on the right. And so every morning we wake up, we're like, okay, where's the wind coming? And we're hopeful that on Sunday, if it's windy, that wind is blowing behind, because we're certainly going to see some high scores. About two years ago, that hole alone on one day yielded 88 balls in the water, which has been the most on any single hole on any given day in PGA Tour history. And that was awesome to see for the fans.
Yeah, for sure. It does create a lot of excitement. Mike Welch joining us. He is the tournament director of the 3M Open. Fun starts on Tuesday in Blaine. Tournament play on Thursday. And, Mike, here's the biggie. How do people get on the grounds? How do they find tickets? And there's a wide range of tickets still available.
Yeah, there is. You can just go to 3MOpen.com. There's a big buy tickets button that you can click on. And then to your point, you know, there's about 6 different products that start at a fan pass that, you know, if you're a MasterCard holder, it's $55 per day. It's $65 for the general public. We have elevated options above that. So if you want, you know, a few beverages and a food item, we have the Compass Pass. We have, you know, air conditioned shared hospitality. If you want to treat some folks and come out that day, we have the Stilly Party Deck, which is on hole 18, and it's a vibe. There's a ton of music, great food, yard games, sun and fun. So again, I, you know, we're very particular and very purposeful around what type of ticket products we offer. And again, there's something for everyone, and especially if you're a family. You know, kids 15 and under are free, courtesy of Cub, and that is just very rare in sports these days. So again, if you're like me and you have a family of six, it can get pretty expensive to come to a sporting event. But here at the 3M Open, if your kids are 15 or under, it's not as obtrusive as a number.
Parking's a breeze. Shuttle to the tournament site is really easy as well. It is a well-oiled machine, so to speak.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Steve. Thanks. You just park right at National Sports Center, get on the shuttle, take the six-minute ride to the front gates of the 3M Open, and then you're right there where everything is, up in Fan Village, up in Northwoods, right at the main gate. You got everything you need within a good Scotty Scheffler three-wood right there.
Yeah, and the other thing I brought up earlier in the week, and we should bring up today, the PGA Tour is as much as any sport delivers to charities. In every town they visit, every tournament, there's a big charity component, and that is something to be very proud of.
Yeah, honestly, it's why the 11 of us who work on the 3M Open, you know, every day each year, it's why we do it. I mean, we're going to be fortunate enough to give upwards of $1 million to 20 or so charities this year. And as you mentioned, it's the PGA Tour's model. All 46 events on the PGA Tour schedule give back to charities. The PGA Tour in whole has given over $4.6 billion since its inception. And so it is really the lifeblood of what the PGA Tour does. And so for us, we're happy to support great charities like First Tee Minnesota and Greater Twin Cities United Way and M Health Fairview Masonic Children's Hospital, just to name a few. And the things that they do with our dollars and the impact are just so amazing to see. They're great organizations, and it helps us to positively impact about 1 million youth since we started this in 2019. So that's just so awesome.
Well, Mike, always good to visit with you, and great news on Adam Scott. Once again, 3M Open next week. The fun begins on Tuesday, and then, of course, tournament play starts on Thursday. It should be a great show.
Steve, we appreciate the time and just the coverage. Appreciate you guys.
All right, there he is, Mike Welch, 3M Open Tournament Director, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Once again, that website, 3MOpen.com. It is a good time out there. And, you know, I've played golf and played golf since I was a kid. And whenever I've had an opportunity to go, whether it was the seniors when the Champions Tour was out there, and even before that out at Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids, or when majors have come to town like Hazeltine, the U.S. Women's Open was at Interlaken a number of years ago and is coming back to Interlaken later in the decade. I love to watch tournament play. But if you want to appreciate, Lindsay, how good these men and women are that play it at the highest level, go to the practice tee and watch them just kind of get ready for a round. It's amazing.
Well, and watch them take up ground as every good swing does, just a little bit. It's, you know, just a
right.
Postage stamp of removal every single cut. And then we'll just move over to this area because too much has been taken over here. It's fascinating to watch them. On the driving range, even on the putting greens. I remember heading down to Hazeltine when I think it was the Ryder Cup was here, and
yeah.
Watching Rory putt just as he was warming up for his round. I saw one swing of golf that day, and it was a Dustin Johnson tee off. Otherwise, it was really hard to just get a look at these people. So I think you get way more fan experience watching them practice versus watching them actually play. Because it's hard to attend a golf tournament, let alone one that's a limited grouping like the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, and the Ryder Cup comes back to Hazeltine end of the decade as well. It is 4:32, 28 minutes now in front of 5 o'clock. We'll have the weather momentarily. And then a big story that broke in the Star Tribune, getting a lot of coverage. We talked about it with Shaletta. Aaron Adler of the Star Tribune did a very thorough story. The headline, "You slap students with a $200 fee to help athletics budget as U starts paying athletes." The U still faces a nearly $9 million athletics budget deficit. What's going on? What's wrong with big-time college sports? here on News Talk 830 WCCO.